This is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. For those of you new to the podcast channel, I'm a healer and a teacher, and the work is on the website, sacredspacehealing.org. In today's podcast, we talk about open doorways. So, what's an open doorway? Every time you interact with a healer or a reader, every time you get someone to do a healing on you, to do a reading for you, to tune in, to do some dowsing, to use some cards, you open a doorway. Now, this doorway can be a doorway to the divine, but it can also be a doorway into darkness, into confusion, into interfering spirits. Your energies are merged every time you engage with a reader or a teacher or a healer, which is why in so many podcasts I keep saying, choose your teachers, choose your healers, choose your readers wisely. If you are lucky enough to work with someone that has a clear channel, that works on themselves, that is connecting to God, Spirit, Universe, and no other interfering spirits or entities, then you will most likely see miracles in your life. Huge transformations can occur. Spontaneous healings can happen. You can meet that beloved, have that child, get that promotion. Your life can turn around if you are connected to the right channel. Every individual is a channel. But just like a radio station, we don't know what they're tuning into. We don't know how clear their channel is or whether they're pulling in white noise or static. Similarly, you can work with a reader or a teacher or a healer and their channel isn't clear through intention or through ignorance or through their own wounding. And so now you've opened a doorway. Now you're connected to not only that individual, but everything that they're connected to also. So all their unresolved trauma, their unresolved grief, their unresolved issues, but also any interfering spirits that might be hanging around them, or any interfering spirits that might be influencing them, any ancestral spirits, any dark pathways that they may have knowingly or unknowingly walked down or opened the door to, opened the gate to. If they're a strong enough healer or a strong enough teacher, they will protect you. They will place protection around you and around your session whilst you work together. But if they're not, if they don't have good housekeeping, they won't do that. And what you might find is that when you initially connect with this individual, you feel very joyous. You feel positive. You feel an influx of energy. And then maybe you have the reading or the healing or the teaching, and things feel good for a day, a couple of days. And then things start to disintegrate. They may start to disintegrate quite rapidly or quite slowly. Now, either you keep going back to that individual because you believe that salvation lies with them and only they can assist you, or you don't and you hop. You go to the next and the next and the next, and you open more and more doorways until eventually there's nothing protected around you. There's nothing sacred. It's like you're in a house, but all the windows and all the doors are wide open. And you're wondering why you're cold. You're wondering why you're bitten and starved and depleted, because nothing is secure. Now, a good healer or a teacher or a reader will close all doorways once they've finished their work with you. So once the healing is done, once the reading is done, once the teaching or the workshop is complete, they close all doorways, they cut all ties, all cords with the individual or the individuals. And everyone is allowed to go back to their energy field, because there's always a merging of energy fields. Just like when you have a relationship or a friendship, you have a merging of energy. We're all energy, so you have a merging of energy with this individual. Now, when you're working with a healer or a teacher or a reader, that merging is happening quite consciously. Often as the individual who goes to the healer or the teacher or the reader, you want that merging because you want to have this influence in your life. And similarly, that healer, that teacher, that reader needs to merge with you. They need to be able to read your energy field. So it's a kind of a contract that the two of you enter into. But once the healing is over, once the reading is over, or the workshop is over, or the retreat, that merging needs to stop. You need to become individuals again. And a lot of individuals, a lot of self-proclaimed healers and gurus and teachers don't do good housekeeping. So they don't close those doorways, they don't cut ties with the individual, consciously or unconsciously. They don't need to say that to you necessarily. They don't need to say, you know, I'm closing all doorways between us, I'm cutting the cords between us now, you are free, I am free. But that is a kind of a process that needs to be done. So there's no residue, so there's no messiness. Now, healers and teachers who lack integrity will often feed off their clients. They'll feed off the energy of not only being worshipped or being sought after or being a kind of guru. They'll feed off that consciously, but some will feed off it unconsciously. They'll feed off the energy of the person who comes to them. And some will do it in a vampiric way, to deplete and destroy. And some will do it without knowing. Some will do it because there are other energies working through them. They haven't kept their channel clear. And some will do it consciously. It's absolutely paramount that the people that we engage in need to have a clear channel. And in many ways, their channel needs to be clearer than our own, so they can hold the space for us. So we need to find individuals who keep good house, who clear their channel, who have a pure connection to God, Spirit, Universe, who have a faith, who have spirituality, who have integrity, who have honesty, who are not courting celebrity, who aren't in it just for the money, who aren't in it to control others, but are in it because they love the work, because this is their vocation, this is what they're here to do, who want to be of service. And when we are in distress and we're looking for that answer, we're looking for that healing, it can be really difficult sometimes to discern, you know, is this individual truly of service? Is this individual a clear channel? Or do we just like the shiny stuff that we see on their website or their social media page, and we're sort of pulled along by that? I've always urged anyone in the podcasts and any of my students, anyone who approaches me, to have discernment. And that includes with myself. If someone doesn't feel right, trust that feeling. Now, that feeling isn't always correct. Sometimes someone doesn't feel right because they are right for us, because there are forces at play that don't want us to move forward. So there's that whispering in our ear, but only time can tell. And sometimes they're not right for us. And oftentimes, to give a personal experience, I may not be right for an individual because I can't offer them what they need, or I can't offer them the space holding, or that the mix of energies between us isn't going to be right. And whenever that comes up, I'm always very honest in my interactions, and I say, after having sought guidance, that I've been told I'm not the right person for you. It happens very rarely, but when it does happen, I make sure to be explicitly honest about that. But not all teachers and healers and readers will be that honest, especially in our current financial climate. The money that you spend on that healing or that teaching or that reading is precious. It's your energy. You worked hard, presumably, for that money. You put in the hours, you saved. So spend it wisely. But further, your merging with this individual is something that could affect the rest of your life indefinitely, and it could affect you in a detrimental way. So choose wisely and choose with integrity. Make sure that there are no open doorways. Make sure that you cut cords and that you really relinquish any hold that an individual may have over you and any hold that you may want to have over them or with them. This is a co-creation in partnership with God, Spirit, Universe. This isn't about control or domination. And although there is a transaction where you give thanks for the healing or the reading or the teaching that you have received, once that transaction is complete, the connection is complete. There is no need to keep those windows and those doors open. So, as a bit of homework, where have you left windows and doors open? And where could you start closing them now? The website is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. Until the next time.